From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A bomb at a Shiite mosque in northern Afghanistan killed 14 people Wednesday. The provincial governor's spokesman says 28 people were also injured, adding that the explosion happened at the gate of a Shiite mosque in Balkh province. Families and lawyers of Paris attack victims say they're disappointed at the news that Saleh Abdeslam's legal defense has quit. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Saleh Abdeslam's French and Belgium lawyers say they notified their client last week they were abandoning his legal defense. French lawyer Franck Berton told French media that he and his Belgium counterpart Sven Marie were convinced Abdeslam will not talk to investigating magistrates until his 24-hour video surveillance is lifted in his Paris area prison cell. While Abdeslam has the right to remain silent, he will need a legal defense when he eventually goes on trial. The top surviving suspect of last November's Paris attacks, Abdeslam was arrested in Belgium earlier this year after months on the run. His brother Brahim blew himself up during the attacks that killed 130 people. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Saudi Arabia announced an easing of its 18-month air blockade of rebel-held areas of neighboring Yemen Wednesday. The move is to allow the evacuation of hundreds of wounded from a deadly weekend airstrike. McDonald's says it'll scale back on the use of its Ronald McDonald mascot, fearing that he could be mistaken for one of the malevolent, creepy clowns that are terrorizing Americans in an odd national craze. There have been sightings of creepy clowns in the Netherlands. This is VOA News. Hong Kong rebel lawmakers swore, shouted, banged drums, and railed against tyranny Wednesday when they took their oaths of office in the city's parliament. It comes as calls grow for a split from Beijing. The chaotic first meeting of the new term of the Legislative Council came after a citywide vote last month that saw victories for several lawmakers that advocate for more autonomy or even independence from Hong Kong. UN Human Rights Chief Zeid Ra'ad Al Hussein said Wednesday that if elected the next U.S. president, the presidential candidate Donald Trump would be dangerous, and says some of his comments about vulnerable communities and the use of torture are deeply unsettling and disturbing.
If Donald Trump is elected on the basis of what he has said already, and unless that changes, I think it's without any doubt that he would be dangerous from an international point of view.
Zed made the comments to reporters in Geneva. Britain has warned Russia that it faces becoming a pariah state because of its bombing campaign in support of Syrian government forces, which the West says has killed hundreds of civilians. We have more details now from Henry Ridgewell in London.
Western powers have accused Russia of war crimes for firing bunker-busting and incendiary bombs on civilian areas, a charge Moscow has denied. In an emergency parliamentary debate Tuesday, Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson said Russia was becoming a pariah nation.
If President Putin's strategy is to restore the greatness and the glory of Russia, then I believe he risks seeing his ambition turn to ashes in the face of international contempt for what is happening in Syria.
As relations between Moscow and the West continue to sour, Russian President Vladimir Putin cancelled a visit to Paris that was scheduled for next week. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The UN warned Wednesday of increasing violence in parts of South Sudan. It comes as a government was forced to publicly dismiss rumors of President Salva Kiir's death to quell rising tensions. In a statement, the United Nations mission in South Sudan said it's extremely concerned over increased reports of violence and armed conflict in various parts of the country. Turkish police have detained dozens of people, including pro-Kurdish party officials. They've accused them of spreading propaganda for the outlawed Kurdistan Workers Party, according to a security source on Wednesday. At least 49 people were detained for allegedly spreading terror propaganda and membership of a terror group. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.